So, women. So, women. Women have been in for a bit of a hard rap, actually, because suddenly, because of the internet and so on, men, young men in particular, have figured out a lot of things about women and about how they do the things they do. And as men have learned this over time, as they've become red-pilled, if you like, they've kind of gotten a little bit of a bad rap. Because it's easy to see that women are ruthless, man. They're ruthless. They can appear obsessively narcissistic, ruthless, deeply practical, and so on. And I thought that it would be a good idea to make a video that actually women are pretty cool. In fact, women are this force of nature for men that essentially makes us better. Women make us better. Women make men better. Women turn useless, anxiety-ridden, incompetent men into useful, disciplined parts of society. Nearly everything that you see in the world today, everything around us, has been built by men. Law, economics, business in general. Science, technology, innovation, the plumbing, the electricity. Nearly all of it is because of men. Men that are actually doing the work in terms of pushing the society forward. But there's a reason why this happens. Men are forced to compete with each other in order to get access to women. A lot of people have got a problem with this because they look at all the red pill stuff and they figure these things out about women, about how to get them, about how to get access to women. And like I said, they become embittered and resentful. But the fact is that women provide men the opportunity to be awesome, to be more, to be amazing and do amazing things, to achieve extraordinary things. If it wasn't for women, we probably wouldn't be doing this. And this makes enormous evolutionary sense. You can't actually understand what's going on without seeing it, like most things, without seeing it from an evolutionary perspective. You need to see it from an evolutionary perspective. And evolution has created a situation where women are the de facto gatekeepers of sex. And sex is something that men want. As gatekeepers, women get to choose who they have sex with. Generally speaking, men don't get to do that. We need to compete with other guys to get access to a particular woman. And even then, of course, it's not over. Once you have the beginning of access, you need to be able to have sex with this woman. In order to have sex with her, there are certain things and behaviors and traits that will allow you to actually get with a woman. Many of these things that are requirements in order to be attractive for a woman, the key to unlock the door, is a key and a lock that has evolution and evolutionary imperatives as its basis. So, as the gatekeepers of sex, what is it that women look for? Primarily, what women look for is competence. Can this guy do stuff? Is this man a man of action? Is he reliable? Is he competent? What women are looking for in general is competence and stability. Most importantly, emotional stability, self-control in the world. And being able to actually make things happen and get things done. Are you a man that has a spine and some balls? Are you willing to put yourself out there and stand up for something and be confident that this is me? This is who I am, and this is what I stand for. This is what I want to do. And will you be determined in getting it? Do you have a goal? Are you focused on getting things done? Do you have a direction? Women are not interested in men that don't demonstrate these traits. If you don't have these things, you are not getting anywhere. You might get a bit of pussy here and there from some skanky girls. But if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking to build actual value as a guy, then that's what you need to do. Jesus, I mean, it's simpler than that. If you're looking to build value as a human being, then you need to be doing shit. You need to be making things happen. And you need to be putting yourself out there. There's this idea that you can have all of these kind of performative masculine traits that you can get yourself a nice beard or something, that you can work out and you can get good muscles, you can develop your chesticles, you can do all of these things. And You can learn to make fires. You can learn how to do jujitsu and fight. These things are great, but these are performative things. You need to be able to actually demonstrate competence and confidence in the world. If you can't do these things and women don't find you attractive, it's because you're a loser. It doesn't mean that you will always be a loser, but as it is, if you are not actually making things happen, if you don't have a spine, and if you don't have any balls, if you don't have a direction, then women will not be interested in you. It's not complicated. Women are not there to make life difficult for you. Women are there to inspire, to be able to work with, and to build a relationship that essentially makes us as men better. They're not there just to be a pain in the ass. And if they are, you've probably got a shit woman. But if you're looking for a good quality woman for a nice long-term relationship, then as a man, you need to make sure that you've got your shit together so that you're able to actually act in the world and get things done. A good example of this is James Bond. Now, Bond is your archetypal masculine male. But Bond represents a few important, useful things. It doesn't mean that you need to be like James Bond. That's ridiculous. You can't do all of the things that Bond can do. But what it does do is that it gives us a direction and some ideas about what it is that is important as a guy and what women actually find attractive. And the main thing, again, that Bond shows is he is competent. He is able to do most things. His competence extends in nearly all domains. A really important domain that he demonstrates competence in is self-control. If you're a whiny little bitch and you are complaining and you are emotional, you lose your temper, you fly off the handle, you can't control yourself. This is deeply unattractive. It's not just unattractive to women, but it's also an indication to other men that you're a bit of a dick. You're likely to be unreliable and so on. Men without emotional control are a pain in the ass. Nobody likes to be around them. You might make some money. You might do well in a particular domain. But if you don't have emotional control, then the fact is that you're just an asshole and you haven't developed yourself in a way that enables you to actually get access to the best possible woman that you can in order to make a family or to have a happy life. People without emotional self-control are typically adrift in a sea. They are blown around like a boat without a keel, and they're not in full control of their lives. If you have good emotional control, if you are able to focus yourself and calm yourself, if you're able to act as a mature adult male and be calm in the face of chaos, then this is incredibly attractive. Women are looking for men that are able to mitigate the anxiety that they feel in the world. Women's lives are not like men's lives. Just the monthly cycle forces them into a situation. So every month, around a week before their period, many of them just start falling apart. They're in a constant state of flux. And this constant state of flux keeps them emotionally in a kind of turmoil. I don't care if this pisses off a lot of people. The fact is that generally it's true. Women are much less stable than guys. Guys tend to be happy and unhappy. That's it. Women are in a state of turmoil throughout every single month. What they're looking for in a guy is they're looking for somebody who is able to act as a keel to a boat, to be able to add some stability to the situation. If you're a guy that's emotional and flying off the handle and so on, this is you're just being a dick. It's not attractive. If you're unable to have a conversation or be shit-tested by a woman in a bar or in a club or in another social situation, you might get angry. Being passionate is one thing. But if you lack emotional control, you are indicating that you are unstable. So another thing that we can take from Bond as an example is that he takes action and he's decisive about what he does. This forward momentum is really important to understand. There needs to be a bias towards action as a guy. This bias towards action, this momentum, this forward momentum, this gravity that is pulling you forward toward the next thing. Done, 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 done. This kind of attitude is something that builds enormous confidence in us. And because it's built in reality. Men have to deal with reality, with the real world. Lots of women, they're going to shit all over me for this. But essentially, what women don't realize is that they don't really deal with the world in as real a sense as men do. Men have to deal with reality. Women are inherently valuable. Men are not. Men's value is earned, and men's value is something that we accumulate over time through knowledge and wisdom and so on, by taking action in reality. And reality is brutal. So our learning over this is superior in many ways to women. Bond is also fearless with women. This distance, the sort of observant distance that he has with women, is seductive. He's slow and he's calm and he is consistently stable. If he's shit tested, he can make jokes and so on and so forth. This kind of thing is not something that men are born with. None of these things really are things that we're born with. We're born with an interest, a predilection toward these different things. But it's these are predilections towards developing skills. Women don't have to do this as much as men. Women are inherently valuable, but men have to develop these particular skills. And the men that develop skills of competency more than other men are the ones that win. There are winners and losers in this game. Now, the good thing is, of course, is that the game is won by people who are able to gain experience and learn from taking action in reality and get that feedback and be able to develop themselves more and more. So women want men who are competent, that have self-control, that are able to do things and have a bias for action. One of the core features of females is the idea of hypergamy. And again, when many guys learn this, they kind of freak out about the whole thing. This idea that a woman will choose a guy, she'll choose you, and then subsequently something better comes along, and then she moves on. Women cheat. Women cheat upwards. They don't cheat down. They cheat upwards, generally speaking. They don't think that they cheat because they justify it to themselves because they're caught up in this emotional turmoil that men just don't have. Now, this again makes evolutionary sense. Lots of guys have problems with this, but the simple fact is that nature doesn't give a shit about how you feel. What nature cares about is about what's best for the particular situation at the time, and in this case, what's best for the woman, in order for her to propagate her genes and so on. And so women are hypergamous because nature wants them to be able to move into a better situation with a better guy, with better genetics and so on. In general, what this means is that your job as a guy, once you have access to a girl, she's your girlfriend or your partner, you need to maintain the situation by continuing to develop yourself and continuing to grow and continuing to work on your skills, continuing to work on your focus, on your determination, on your life, on building a life. And you need to be focused continually on doing that. You should ask yourself, what kind of woman would find attractive a guy who gets married to somebody and he puts on this big front display of masculinity, and then they get married and things settle down and he just becomes a bit of a bum? This is unattractive to the woman. So she's going to move on. As a guy, the reason hypergamy, in some sense, is a benefit to you is because you are required to continually demonstrate that you are worthwhile as a man. It is not fair, but it is evolutionarily correct. It is the right thing to do. And because of this pressure, we as men are demanded to perform not just once, but again and again and again. It's a burden that can be reframed as a joyful thing. As men, we are in a constant state of having to become more smart, more skilled, more competent. And that's a wonderful thing because it enables us to do all kinds of stuff. It frames things in a way that is positive. It's about relentless development and being better every day, just a little bit, being stronger, being more smart, being faster. And these are things that make us happy. When all of these things are in sync, we become happy. We become happy in ourselves, and we become happy in our relationships, and we become productive in our communities. And this builds a world that is better and better. When we don't do this, the world stops. And when the world stops, or it stops growing, then we have a problem. And this is something that has happened in the West for at least the last 20 years. Even 30 years, where the encroachment of feminism has essentially led to a kind of suicidal destruction of the West. And so men are needed, competent men are needed more than ever. Now, we do have a situation right now where, because of social media, women, higher value women are flooded with opportunity. And so the competition is very intense now. What this means is that the majority of young guys are, they're in the shit. 66% of guys under 30 are single. Men aren't having sex. Just a small percentage of top tier men are having sex with all of the sevens and up. Men are lonely. Men are not doing so well in formal academic education. At the moment, women are out-earning men. This has created a terrible dynamic. And with all of the information that's available on the internet, it's created a large cohort of men in the West that are bitter and resentful about their situation. But this also has created an opportunity. If you're a young guy and you know these things, it is easy because there aren't that many good men out there. A lot of guys are falling into a situation of bitterness and so on, which, by the way, is a very feminine trait and not a good one. So fuck those guys. It is easy to beat them. It is easier than ever today to be able to actually suck it up and think, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to get some side hustles on the go. I'm going to learn about the world. I'm going to become more informed. I'm going to dress well, because most people dress like shit and they look absurd. I'm going to develop my social skills. I'm going to make myself a better person, not because you want more pussy, but because you want to do good in the world. Women make men better. It might not be fair, but understanding the reality of this and the pressure that they put on us creates a situation where we do extraordinary things and we are happy because of it. They're not there just to get in the way. Most young men won't do this. Instead, they are quite happy sitting around playing computer games, wasting their time, justifying to themselves that, you know, women are shit. Women are manipulative. It's a waste of time. They cop out. They drop out. This stunts their growth. By behaving like this, you are retarding your ability to operate effectively in the world. After all, what value is there as a guy? What value is there except the value that you've built up? What is there? Yes, you're a human being, but what is there? There's just a whiny little bitch. You're not a child. Pull yourself up. Look about you. Look at what you can do. Start working out. Clean your room. Get yourself squared away. Get a goal. Chase the goal. Be ruthless with your time. Be ruthless with your attention. Become focused and determined. It's not easy, but having a spine and some balls and a goal will enable you to become better and better every day. And as a consequence of that, you will get access to better women. In fact, if you work even a little bit at doing this, your opportunity as a guy in order to be successful with women will skyrocket, because most people are not doing it. They're just sitting around wasting their time doing nothing. So, get to work.